All right. Amen. But turn with me real quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verse number 21. Amen. I got a few scriptures to read out. You can turn to this one, and I'll probably just read a few of them. Amen out loud. Matthew 6 and 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light of that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. And the book of Lamentations, I'll read this one. You don't have to turn. Chapter number 3, verse number 51, very familiar scripture. Solomon said, mine eye affecteth my heart because of all the daughters of my city. Amen. I want to read another verse here real quickly in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 33, verse number 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from beholding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Amen. And shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Amen. And I want to read another place tonight in the book of 2 Samuel. Amen. 2 Samuel tonight. Amen. Chapter number 11. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof, amen, of the king's house. And from that roof he saw a woman washing herself, and a woman was a very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after that woman, and one said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him and lay with him, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. Amen. That was just the scriptures I want to read real quickly here. I got a few more I'll probably be quoting as I get to preaching. But if the Lord would help me tonight real quickly. God spoke to my heart about a week and a half ago to preach this. It may have been longer. I don't know. Amen. But I think I was I forget exactly what I was doing, praying for someone or something. Amen. And I was worried and burdened as Brother Lord was preaching tonight. Amen. And God spoke to my heart. And he said, the reason why people walk out on me, the reason why people backslide on me, amen, the reason why people, as Brother Ron was preaching, lose sight, amen, of where they was one time with God, is because their eyes begin to wander. Amen. So if God would help me for a few moments tonight, I want to preach on wandering eyes. Amen. I looked up the definition of wonder, and I was wondering what wonder meant. Amen. And one guy said, a wonder is a feeling of mingled surprise, amen, and curiosity. Amen. Astonishment. Amen. And this is the part that I thought was amazing. Amen. There's a desire inside of you that you just want to know what's going on. Amen. That is a wonder. Just want to know what that thing is. Just want to know. You just got a desire in your heart to want to know about something. Amen. So if God would help me tonight, amen, only for a few moments. I'm going to try to be real quick tonight. Amen. But what is it today in this hour in which we live that is causing men's eyes to wander? Amen. What is it tonight, amen, that's causing our eyes to get set aside, amen, on the glimpse of this world and on the glimpse of this life? Amen. It is when we lose sight with God and our eyes begin to wander. Amen. I read and you're hearing about a man by the name of David. Amen. We all know the story of David. We all know the sin that David committed. Amen. I'm not going to preach all of that out tonight. Amen. But as I begin to study, David was a perfect example of a man when his eyes began to wander. Amen. In this life, amen, we can have many things. Amen. There's many things that entice men and women in this life. But as David was up on that rooftop, amen, David was a king of Israel. David could have had anything in life that he wanted. Amen. And David was a mighty man, a very powerful man with God. But David's eyes began to wander. Amen. David's eyes began to gleam away from God and begin to gleam away from this altar. Amen. And David said within himself, I would rather have that thing that my eyes is wondering after, amen, than I would my own soul, and that I would my own peace and joy with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I almost let it out. I'm not going to be repetitious tonight. Amen. Samson has been preached on a couple times, amen, here lately. Amen. But Samson was also, amen, another man that in his life, amen, faced opposition and faced problems in his life. And Samson said, amen, Samson's eyes, Brother Bob, began to wander away from God. And Samson's eyes began to wander, amen, upon the things of this world. Amen. About that little thing that I was testifying, I think it was last Friday night, amen, when he went down amongst the Philistines and he saw a woman down there. Amen. That woman took Samson's eyes away from God. Amen. What was that thing? Samson's eyes began to wander. Amen. So I come here tonight, amen, to tell us in our hearing, amen, what is that thing that's catching a hold of our eyes? Amen. Is it that thing? Amen. Tonight, that, amen, so dear to our heart. Amen. Brother Lloyd was preaching. Sister Jamie testified. Amen. And it just let me feel a little better. Amen. Sometimes when you got to preach a little something, amen, you feel like you miss God. Amen. But as they was preaching and testifying tonight, amen, God spoke to my heart. Amen. And said, oh, amen, about that vision. Amen. How that somebody, amen, was a standing in a dressing room, a tying on a pair of breeches. Amen. That thing had a hold of their eyes. And their eyes began to wonder. And they said, I wonder what it would be like. Amen. Can I tell us tonight? You better get your eyes upon the cross of Calvary. You better get your eyes upon Christ Jesus, upon God, before it's everlasting. Too late tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. It's quiet. Amen. But that's all. Amen. There's a lady across the street from where we live. Michelle could tell you the same. Amen. I've been noticing lately, amen, that something was going on. I'm not sure if they was married or not. So many people live with one another this day and time. It's hard to tell who's married and who ain't married. Amen. But I just assumed that they was married. I'm not sure. Amen. But they live straight across the street from us. And this guy would get up early in the morning, about 7:30. He'd take off and go to work. Amen. He told me he got a construction job, was working early in the summer. He didn't have a job, and I tried to help him out. He wanted to mow grass. Help me mow grass. So I tried to help him out. Amen. But he told me he got a job working construction, getting up early in the morning, leaving the house, amen, and going to the job. And I got to noticing, amen, a couple houses down the street, amen, a man's brother, amen, moved in with him, amen. And while this fellow would go to work, the guy a little across the street from him, amen, the fellow a couple houses down the street, amen, just started out walking up the street and talking to my neighbor's wife, standing out on the porch, amen, and they were talking. I said, oh, amen, something ain't going on, amen. And next thing I know, he would get up on the porch. A couple days later, he would get up on the porch and sit with that woman, and sometimes they'd talk for hours, it seemed like. I'd be mowing grass and come in, and they'd be there, and maybe I'd come in a few hours later, they'd still be there talking. And then before I know it, Sister Maggie, yes, amen, that man would go inside of the house, amen, with that woman, amen. And then the next thing I know, amen, the guy that was a-working, amen, had done packed his bags and done moved out of the house. That's why God, that's when God was dealing with me on this message, and God spoke to my heart and said, when a person's eyes begin to wonder and they think the grass is greener on the other side, and they say what's over there is a lot better than what I got, that's when you're getting in trouble, and you better watch out. Your eyes is beginning to wonder, and God says, get your eyes and focus back on the cross before it's too late. Oh God. Oh. And David said, I can have that thing that I want. David said, I can have her. Amen. David's eyes began to wonder. He began to say, oh, amen, I can have whatever I please. I can have that thing. And I come to tell you tonight, the devil's been telling you what you can have. And you can't have that thing. But you better watch out. Amen. When you take a hold of that thing and the devil grabs your eyes and you begin to wander away, amen, you're going to reap scars. And you're going to say, oh, to God, that I ever did that thing. Oh, God. Brother Lord, I said within myself, when all that was going on across the street,
I said, this woman's going to see in just a week or two down the road. Amen. That she wished she hadn't done what she done. Amen. And guess what? Next thing I noticed, her car wouldn't start, and this big, fat, so smoking, puffing fella, amen, didn't know how to do a thing. Didn't know how to, I don't guess he know how to raise a hood on a car. Amen, her car couldn't run. Amen, and she was so mad, just throwing a fit, didn't know what to do. She acted like her life was cast, and didn't know what to do in this world. And then guess what? I saw the construction fella, amen, come back around, and I don't guess he'll have anything to do with her anymore. Amen, but I said all that to say, her eyes wandered away and her eyes got taken. Amen. But now she's at a state and she's saying, I wish I never done what I done, but it's too late. Woo! Oh, God. Amen. I know. I'm trying to hurry. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. That is what the devil uses in this day and time. They say, if I can only get their eyes, amen, I'm going a little quick. But I read in the book of Matthew where Jesus speaking, I said, the eye is the light to the body. Amen. In other words, amen, you can see through your eyes, amen, and you know what's going on. And Solomon pinned it down so perfectly. He said, what my eyes see affects my heart. Amen. I can see them day through my eyes. Amen. But you better get away, amen, from the lust of this world. Amen. For one writer said, amen, that the, amen, lust of the flesh, amen, will take us down, Brother Tommy, amen, to a life of sin. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. What my eyes see affects my heart. Oh, God. Help me tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. I really do. I felt the Holy Ghost while Brother Lord was preaching. I felt the Holy Ghost while Brother Ron was preaching. I felt the Holy Ghost a couple of times tonight. Amen. And I feel him now. Amen. God has come by tonight to tell somebody that they better watch out what they're doing. Oh, God. Youth service, Brother Bob. Amen. What is today? Almost the last day of August. 29th, I think. I should know that as many times I wrote that on my paper today. I don't know how many pages of notes I took. Amen. But, amen. God has come by in the last day, almost of August, to tell you, you better keep your eyes from wandering away from me. Amen. You better straighten up before you walk away and before you end up in a saying, I wish that I would not have done the thing that I've done. Oh, God, help me tonight. Help me tonight, Holy Ghost. I don't know how I get in these predicaments, but I do. Amen. Woo! Amen. So I'm not going to tarry much longer. I really not. I had a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. Laid up there for you. Judas. Oh, Judas. What was it that took your eyes? Amen. A man that walked by Christ's side. A man that held the money bags. A man that saw miracles performed. Amen. But the very man, amen, that stood next to the throne of heaven had died and went to hell because his eyes began to wonder. And he said, oh, I would rather have a few sickles of silver. I'd rather have, amen, a little bit of things of this world than I would, amen, the blessings of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. How many times have we saw it, church? How many times have we saw it? We've all saw it. If I'd ask for a raise of hand, we could all say we've saw people, and God warned them, and God warned them, but their eyes got wandered away. What was it that made Jezebel so powerful? Just a woman. Big statement, just a woman. Amen. But what was that thing, Brother Spence, that made Jezebel so powerful? Amen. The Bible said that she would go in and she would paint her face up and she would paint her eyes. Amen. And Jezebel knew, amen, that if she could look at a man just right, amen, don't think I'm being vulgar here. Jezebel knew, amen, that if she'd paint them eyes up just right, amen, she could get a man's eyes, amen, to wonder, and she could get a man's eyes to begin to look at her, amen, and cause lust and cause simple desires, amen, and then guess what? Amen, that man would fall, and that was the power of Jezebel until there was a time when the man man of God by the name of Jehu came into town. Amen. And Jezebel ran in the cellar. Amen. And painted herself up again and said, I'm going to do this again. But the man of God come in. And Jezebel up on the balcony. Amen. Tried to influence Jehu. Woo! Had them eyes painted all blue. Woo! Amen. Had herself painted all up. And she said, my powers is going to work again. I'm going to cause his eyes to wonder. But Jehu, the man of God, looked up on the balcony and said, throw her down. Woo! I would to God, God would give us some backbones, amen, and say, oh, amen, throw her down. And throw the sins and lust of this world down and not before me any longer. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, Brother Josh. Amen, I'm not going to hold us long. But I come tonight. I didn't even have to preach. But I felt like I should just say a few things. I didn't even have to get up here tonight. But I felt the urge to go ahead and try to persuade somebody that they better not let their eyes get the best of them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Samson. Oh, Samson. Why'd you get in trouble? Why'd you get in trouble? Samson said, she pleaseth me well. Oh, God. Oh, God. Then Philistines came in and got Samson and put Samson's eyes out. And I believe tonight, amen, Brother Lloyd preached the other night, I believe why Samson had one arm on one pillar and one on the other pillar. He was saying, oh, I would to God that my eyes would never have wandered away from Israel. I wish my eyes would have never wandered away from God. And I believe that's what God's just saying tonight. You better smack yourself in the face. You better smack yourself and say, oh, God, wake me up. Oh, God, wake my eyes up and let me see the direction that I'm going in. Oh, God. Brother Lord, I feel this tonight. Woo! I feel a strong burden on my heart tonight. And I felt it just like him all service. And I'm just not saying that. Amen. But somebody better wake up. Oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody is in trouble tonight. I'm not coming to declare, pronounce your obituary. I'm not coming to do that. I'm coming tonight to tell somebody. Brother Lloyd done warned you, Brother Ron. This brother here. I'm just putting a cap on. I'm coming to tell somebody tonight that if you don't quit your eyes from wondering at the things of this world, you're going to end up in a place that you wish you would have never ended up in. Oh, God. Oh, God. You go ask somebody. I'm not trying to be mean or vulgar or hateful or hurt anybody's feelings tonight. But you go ask that man that laid down his family for a one-night stand if he wished he had never done that thing. I'm telling the truth tonight. Amen. You go ask that woman, amen, that laid down her family and her children for a one-night stand if they wished they had never done that thing. If their eyes would not have wandered away too far from God, they would say, oh, I wish I'd never done that thing. Oh, God, help us tonight. You go out there, some of these people who's backslid from our church here recently even. Amen. You go ask them. Amen. You don't have to tell them nothing, but you go ask them what caused them, amen, to backslide. You go ask them, amen, what that thing was that got a hold of them. And they'll say, oh, when my eyes got to looking at such and so, I saw the prom lights. I saw the pantsuits. I saw how nice my hair would look like a poodle dog up around my ears. I saw how nice I would look in this world. That's the reason why they're backslid tonight, because their eyes begin to wander away from God. Oh, God. Go ahead, Brother Josh. Play us a little tune. Amen. Amen. Get us a song, church. Amen, somebody. Amen. How many times did God deal with Israel as a people? God would speak out of heaven sometimes and make the thunder roar and tell Israel, thou must do so and so if you expect to keep my power and my spirit. And Israel, they would take heed for a while. They would. They would take heed for a while until all of a sudden they saw that golden calf. Their eyes begin to wonder. Until all of a sudden, amen, they saw, amen, the pleasures of this life. And Israel would turn their back on God Amen. Many times. Well, you can search it all through the Bible. I did. I thought it was amazing when I began to study this out. Amen. You can search it all through the Bible. When somebody turned away from God, most of the time, the Bible will say, and they saw so, or they did. Amen. Their eyes done this. When a man's eyes or a woman's eyes begin to wander, it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing tonight. Amen. When they see themselves having a good old time. Amen. When they see themselves. Amen. Well, I didn't know what Brother Lloyd was talking about either. I've never been. I don't even know what he said. Jack Daniels or whatever. Amen. When they see them things out there, their eyes begin to wonder. And they say, I wonder what it's like. Amen. But I would to God that we'd have a couple of Jehus in the building tonight and say, I'm going to cast sin down. And I'm going to get my eyes upon Christ. I'm going to get my eyes upon the cross of Calvary. Amen. Wherein, amen, is my salvation forever. Amen. According to the Bible, amen, that nobody, listen here, nobody in this world can take you away from Christ. That's what the Bible teaches us. Amen. I've heard people, even people in my family, when they get mad at maybe you're preaching too strict or so, or maybe you just get mad, they'd say, you're going to cause me to backslide. That's a lie from hell. There is nobody in this world can cause you to backslide. Amen. But the Bible says that, amen, sin is conceived. Amen. When there's lust comes in, that's when sin, amen, sin brings forth, amen, death. Hallelujah. And you know what causes that spiritual death, as the brother preached in youth rally? When your eyes begin to wander. Oh, God, help our eyes tonight, God, not to wander too far away from you. Hallelujah. Amen. You guys are just sitting there tonight. Amen. And I love that. I know everybody's listening. I'm not putting anybody down. Amen. You guys are listening to me preach tonight. Amen. And I know you guys love me. I really do. I believe you do. Especially Brother Henry. Amen. I've had a hard time. I'm not trying to throw a pity party here. Just Lord. I've had a pretty rough week this week. Amen. My stomach's been killing me so bad for a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. Brother Lloyd was up there preaching a while ago, and I was wanting to stand up and shout him down. But my stomach hurt me so bad, I thought I was going to have to fall down on my knees. Amen. Pray for me. I don't know what's wrong. I've been having some terrible pains in my stomach. Amen. But I've had a long week this week. I really have. Amen. Amen. But in the midst of this week and trying to make it through, amen, God kept on dealing with my heart, Brother Lord. Amen. Kept on talking to me. Amen. And trying to get me, amen, to pray. Amen. And trying to get me to study about this message. Sister Kathy called and asked me to preach a little early this week, so I was anticipating. Amen. And I couldn't be at ease. I couldn't be at ease because God had something to do tonight. Amen. God wants somebody in this building tonight, amen, to fess up and say, I'm guilty. My eyes are beginning to wander. Amen. There's somebody in this building tonight. God didn't come by through four men of God for no reason at all. Amen. There's somebody in this building tonight whose eyes are beginning to wander away from where they need to be. Amen. So the best instruction that I can give anybody in here tonight is to just go ahead and get up out of that seat and come up here to this altar. What in this world is worth losing your soul over? What in this world is worth losing out with God? Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. I don't normally act this way. I really don't. Amen. But I feel it tonight. I really do. Go ahead and stand. Stand across the building. Amen. We're fixing to come into this altar. Amen. But I wish tonight that somebody, amen, would please, amen, fix their life before it comes into turmoil. Amen. That's right. Fix your life. There's nothing in this world worth backsliding over. I started school this week. Amen. And I prayed to God. I said, God, you know the future. You listen to me. God made a way for me to get in school and all. And I said, God, you know the future. If there's anything that's going to cause me, amen, to fall, anything whatsoever, anything come against me, amen, you let things fall down right now. And you don't let nothing happen and just let everything go under. Amen. Because God knows my heart. I'd rather push a lawnmower the rest of my life than I would work in a hospital making $50,000 a year and die lost and go to hell. You hear me tonight? There's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. Oh, God. Help us tonight, God. Help us tonight. There's nothing in this world worth dying off and going to hell over. I wish I had time to preach tonight. Amen. I wish you could talk to my cousin tonight. I wish you could talk to him. He'd tell you tonight, there's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. My uncle looked at him a couple of days before he got killed, Brother Smith. And he said, Jeff, you know that thing you're doing? I'm not going to go into explicit words. He used very explicit words with him. It was his own boy. He said, you know that thing you're doing? He said, if you don't change your ways, you're fixing to die off and go to hell. And it wasn't but just a couple weeks later, Brother Lord, my cousin, amen, unexpectedly and instantly got killed because his eyes wandered away from God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And if he could cry from hell tonight, he would say, run. Run for your life. It's not worth it to die and go to hell. Oh, God. Amen. Come on, church. Come around here and pray tonight. I preach my heart out. Let's gather around tonight. Somebody needs help. Amen. And I know at least two people in here tonight. I'm not a prophet. Amen, but there's at least two of you tonight that God has revealed you to me. You better find you a place to pray or it's going to be trouble for you. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight, church. Hear me tonight. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's find us a place to pray tonight. Oh, God, help us tonight.